This week's episode of the Dark Room Podcast, Unsolved Cold Cases, we'll be talking about D.B. Cooper.
Yun! First try yun na!
First try, mister!
So, hi guys!
Yes! Yes, welcome to another episode of the Dark Room Podcast.
The second episode of this, our new series.
Yes, so nga.
Those who knew, na nakinig last episode, yung the Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Ripper episode natin.
Right now is,
iba naman, ibang take.
Bagong topic na naman.
Pahinga na muna tayo sa mga
murders. Tsaka heinous crimes. Robbery, heist.
Heist.
Parang money heist. Ano yung sa lakasan di papel? Anong pangalan? Anong kanta yun?
Basta yun eh.
Hindi ko na. So right now,
Bella Ciao. So yun. This week's episode yun nga, as what we have said, yung ating topic for today's episode is isa sa mga mystery pa rin sa halos sa American history ng
with robbery
na
sa US American history.
Asay lang ba to kaila sino nga ulit? John Dillinger ganun.
Hindi siya nahuli. Nakuha tapos pinaggasto pa niya yung government ng ilang tao.
Yes, so yun nga, yung pag-uusapan natin is D.B. Cooper na ikikwento sa atin ni Sir Rick.
That's me again. Rick and Marty. Okay.
Let's go. Simulan muna.
D.B. Cooper, also known as Dan Cooper, a criminal in 1971 who hijacked a commercial plane traveling from Portland, Oregon to Seattle, Washington, and later parachuted out of the aircraft when the ransom money, an extensive manhunt ensued, but the hijacker never identified or caught, resulting in one of the greatest unsolved mysteries in U.S. history. The man used the alias Dan Cooper, but in the subsequent news reporting, a reporter misheard the name as D.B. Cooper, which became widely used.
So parang yung ano?
Mali lang yung D.B. Cooper.
Fake news lang.
Kasi yung ginamit na alias.
Parang Dan ata
talaga. Dan talaga.
So Dan talaga yung ginamit.
Yun yung nilagay niya sa ano?
Sa pagbili ng ticket.
So, here.
Saan mo ba una tong na pakinggan? Ako sa ano? Sa nung nanonood ako ng Prison Break.
Yung sa Prison Break.
Oh, yung matanda doon.
Siya yung sinabi ano.
Parang yung isa doon sa season 1 pa lang. Pero matanda doon.
Parang ginawa nilang
parang reference na D.B. Cooper ito siya. Tapos I think ata nung nakatakas sila doon. Spoiler alert mga. Hindi pa nakapanood.
Nakatakas siya, Prison Break.
Nakatakas sila doon. Tapos yung first time nila na nakatakas, yung pera na ano na nakuha ni D.B. Cooper, yun yung ginamit nila pang gastosan.
So nahuli pa rin sila.
Nahuli din sila eventually.
Kasi Mark yan eh. Di ba Mark? Oh. Ah, then on Thanksgiving Eve, November 24, 1971, a middle-aged man carrying a black attaché case approached the flight counter of Northwest Orient or Airlines in Portland International Airport. He identified himself as Dan Cooper. Yun na nga sabi niya, Dan Cooper. And used cash to purchase a one-way ticket on flight 305, a 30-minute trip north to Seattle. Cooper boarded the aircraft, a Boeing 727-100, and took seat at 18C. 18E by one account, 15D by another. So
parang, walang dito,
specific kung saan siya nakaupo.
I think parang ano na lang yun. Parang
na, hindi pa sila yata nung time na yun na parang ano, palaging fully book yung ano na kailangan doon ka lang nakaupo sa.
So pwede ganun,
palipat-lipat.
Or parang ano, tawag dito sa account, sa mga accounts lang nagkakamali-mali.
Tagal na. So, and he ordered a drink, bourbon and soda.
Speaking of drinking water. Sige. Hydrate, guys.
I witnessed describe a man in his mid-40s wearing a business suit and a tie, and a black tie and white shirt. Flight 305 approximately 1/3 full. Yun nga. Hindi masyado kung saan talaga siya nakaupo. Departed Portland on schedule at 2:50 p.m. After takeoff, Cooper handed... Parang iba na.
Pacific Standard Time ata. Oh.
Mas malapit yung answer. Yung
Malay mo, Philippine Standard Time talaga yun.
Nasa ano to eh. Nasa dun sa gumawa nito, American article. After takeoff, Cooper handed the stewardess Schaffner a note. At that time, men traveling alone commonly slip phone numbers or hotel room numbers to flight attendants.
Ooh.
Merong ano, merong chicks. May chicks tapos, ay dito, ito number ko. Itong number call, ko sa ano.
Call me.
And then Cooper, but Schaffner ano, ignored it and placed the note in her pocket. The next time she passed, Cooper motioned to come for her to come closer. He told her that she better read the note and warned that he had a bomb. Nodding towards his suitcase, Schaffner then went.
Pasasabugin ko to. Basahin. Pasasabugin ko to.
Parang gusto, sobrang gusto lang talaga niya yung stewardess, diba?
Ano ba yung nakasulat
ko? Then Coop, then the stewardess Schaffner went to the galley and read the note. She showed it to the other flight attendant and together they hurried to the cockpit to show the pilot. After he read the note, the pilot immediately contacted air traffic control. They in turn contacted the Seattle police, who informed the FBI. The FBI placed an urgent call to the airline's president, from the Donald Nyrop, who said they should comply with Cooper's demands. Doubtless, Nyrop wanted to avoid any negative publicity that such a disaster would bring. Ano ba yung nandun? Well, Cooper instructed the flight attendant to return the code.
So naano din yun doon, di ba? Na-inform din yung FBI, pero yun ano sila. Sinabihan sila na...
Gawin na lang yun.
Sundin nyo na muna yun. Sundin nyo na muna yun. Parang ano naman yun eh, standard tactic ng ano. Ng mga, ano tawag dito? Ng mga nasa police force or what. Kasi mostly parang nagkikipag ano talaga sila, nagkikipag bargaining.
No.
Ano lang.
Negotiation. Kasi to
negotiate for ano.
Reduce ano, casualties. Kasi syempre, ano eh, merong laman na ibang nga, passenger.
Sabihin pa naman may bomba. Hindi na nakakatakbo yun. Unless kung nandun si ano, Liam Neeson. The commuter pa yun.
Oo, yung ano, yung
movie yun, ano, parang police siya nun.
Parang retired ano siya doon.
Hindi ata, parang ano siya, parang tawag dito. Airline police yung ano. Sumasakay sila sa mga airplane.
Yung mga ano, mga parang ano lang, undercover.
Undercover ng mga police. Tapos pag ano.
Bakit siya nasa train?
Yung isa, merong ano. Ay, non-stop. I think it's non-stop.
Non-stop ba yun?
Non-stop na palabas yun. Si Liam Neeson din. Lahat naman ata na palabas siya ganun eh. Yung kakaiba lang yung ano.
Yung Taken.
Ganun din eh. Same lang din yun.
Yung Taken na wala. Palagi
I mean,
may
yung ano, yung parang may something tapos ano, nagamitin niya yung tactical ano niya.
Magiging ano siya, magiging tactic out.
So yun. Wala lang siya. SKL.
Then Cooper instructed the flight attendant to return the note, wary of potential incriminating evidence. Ano ba yung nakalanan dun?
Nakakaano naman yun.
Nakasuot kasi in, ano yun eh, evidence yun, hindi na hindi nabalik sa kanya. Because of this, the exact wording of the note is unknown. So, Schaffner recalled that the handwritten ink note demanded $200,000 in cash and two sets of parachutes. Yun yung nakalagay sa...
Bakit dalawa?
Wala. Cooper wanted these items delivered on arrival in at Seattle-Tacoma Airport and claimed that if they didn't comply with these demands, he would blow up the plane. Everyone who read the note agreed that it contained the phrase, "No funny business."
So, hindi ako nakikip, ano? This is all... No, dito.
No kidding aside, seryoso talaga siya. Hindi lang prank-prank, pero kahit ano...
It's a prank!
Ano, mayroon ba yan, ano? Kahit saan ka magsabi ng may bomba, huhulihin ka na ba talaga?
I think sa mga, ano, sa mga public places na ganun.
Public places
tapos, lang. Tapos, ano, I think sa mga, ano, especially sa, tawag dito, sa mga dito airport kaya
yung mga public transportation
ano eh, medyo ano sila dun eh, parang tawag dito
wary sila basta mga ganyan kasi ano yan eh magkakaroon ng panic eh.
Sino ba naman nagsasabi may dala akong bomba
tayo yung bomba tatay na ako bumomba na ako sa ano hindi alala. Cooper moved next kasi mas ano na ngayon eh mas parang
pero it's not that ano naman eh it's that not far from sa ano sa time natin it's only 1971 like couple of years pa lang
parang dahil yata dito mga ganito na mas strict na yung ano yung kahit magsabi ka lang ng bomba ano ka na parang babantayan ka na or maaarest
parang ano parang international law ata eh. May something with ano hindi ko lang alam.
Cooper moved next to the window so that when Schaffner returned, she sat in his aisle seat. He opened his suitcase enough, wide enough for her to get a glimpse of wires and two cylinders, potentially dynamite sticks. He then directed to return to the cockpit and tell the pilot to stay in the air until the money and the parachutes were ready. After receiving the message, the pilot announced over the intercom that the jet would circle before landing due to mechanical problems. Most of the passengers were unaware of the hijacking. So, buti na lang parang ano.
Kasi magiging ano yan eh, magkaka-cause yun ng panic talaga. Like,
tsaka baka ba?
Sasabihin ng sa mga passengers na this is your captain, Kapner, ano? Meron tayong hijacker dito.
No. Kasi, buti na lang hindi sila na ano kasi magpapanik tapos baka pa sugurin pa ng ibang passenger si D.B. Cooper.
Hindi na nila maging cause pa yun.
Hindi na pwede naman mapuyok siya pero baka hindi nila ma-stop yung pag-detonate. Ma-stop nga nila pero White would take the risk. Then Cooper was very...
Buksan ko yung, ano, yung pinto.
Wow.
Eh baka, pwede naman yun, di ba? Like,
eh baka walang ano eh, isang ano lang, isang ganyan
ano
lang.
Yung ano, parang
one second lang,
lang
agad.
Hold, tapos ano.
Walang time, ano, parang after
alam.
1 minute, di, you ano, susumabong.
Well, hindi naman nila alam kung ano eh.
Oo nga, hindi nila alam. Kaya, inano na lang nila. Sinunod na lang nila yung gusto nila ng, why would take the risk? Parang gano'n. Then Cooper was very precise about his demand for money. He wanted $200,000 in...
$200,000? Ano ba yung ano nun? Value?
Parang times 50 sa atin. Ano
eh, like sa ano, hindi. Kasi for sure, may ano pa to eh. May tataas pa to eh, yung 200,000.
Hindi ko alam sa inflation.
The inflation rate.
Ano na lang natin dito sa Pinas. Kasi yun lang yung alam ko. Parang ano to eh.
Kasi kung ano naman, like,
hindi ko alam.
Konti lang naman to. Like, sa America, like sa America, mag-ano ko.
Malaki kasi yung 200,000 sa kanila kung...
Pero like...
Isa ka lang, one-man show lang, kaya.
Like ano, hindi ko naman... Tingin na isang million na lang.
Baka kasi mabigat. Mas mabigat yung ano, 1 million na ano. Ito nga, $20 bill, so mas marami. So meaning mas...
Bakit kaya $20 yun at $20 bill lang yung...
Ayun, ito nga. Which would weigh around 21 pounds. yung ano, $20 bills na 200,000. 21 pounds. Because if smaller bills were used, it would add extra weight and could be dangerous for a skydive.
Ba't di na lang 100? Ito na, smaller bills.
Larger bills would weigh less, but they would be more difficult to pass.
Ah, yun ang
kasi maano eh, ma-detect, ma-trace kung saan nagamit to, saan na ano, so.
Ba't di na lang bangko yung inano niya? Well, kasi mahirap to ngayon. No? For sure, siguro iniisip niya. Mahirap tong, mahirap ako nilang hanapin.
Yung $20 kasi.
Like, hindi, kasi kung ano, like papasok ka sa hotel, I mean sa ano, sa isang
convenience store.
No, like bank. So, siyempre, paglabas mo nun, makakabuling ka ng ano, ng mga sasakyan. Police car, gano'n.
Eto na, sa ano ko eh. Nakahijack ka talaga eh.
Unless may, ano, may nakasunod sa mga helicopter, gano'n. But kaya hindi nalang sinalagod ng helicopter? Wala ba si helicopter 1971?
Mataas yung ano, elevation nito. Nasa, ano, meron mamaya, meron mga F-16
ah, okay,
na ginamit.
Okay, okay,
may F-16, may F-16.
Sorry naman, sorry naman.
May mga fighter jets, hindi helicopter yung ginamit nila. And then, he even specified that he wanted bills with serial numbers that were not, that were random, not sequential. The FBI agents gave him bills with random serial number, but made sure that all of them began with the code letter L. Bilis nila makaano nun. Parang, saan kaya sila kumukuha ng yun?
Saan no? Sa, dito sa depository. Like,
sa Federal Reserve.
Sa Federal Reserve. Saan nga ulit?
Hindi parang,
saan nga ulit yung ano yung sa Federal Reserve?
Hindi ko alam. Parang sa yung New York yun.
Nakalimutan ko. Like, shit.
Ano tapos parang mag-order kami ng mga bank bills na ano, na letter L lang.
Eh, mabilis naman siguro yung ano eh. Like, naka-system naman siguro yun. Withdraw ka ng pera, yun lang yung lalabas.
So, puro L. May ano na ginagawa. Acquiring the parachutes was a lot harder than collecting the 200,000. Tacoma's McCord Air Force Base offered to provide the parachutes, but Cooper rejected this offer. He wanted civilians' parachutes with user-operated ripcords, not military-issued ones. Seattle cops eventually contacted the owner of a skydiving school. His school was closed, but they persuaded him to sell them for parachutes. Cooper's hijacking note did not directly explain his plan to skydive from the plane, but his demands led officials to that assumption. Siyempre, hihingi ka ng parachute. Ano pang gagawin mo? Ano mo? Idadalan mo ng bag. Then, since he had asked for an extra parachute, they assumed...
baka ano, like, what if ano, what if sinabi ng lang nilang tumalon siya, tapos nag-blend lang pala siya sa ano,
sa mga workers,
sa mga tao.
Or di kaya, ano talaga siya? Empleyado na. Uy!
Uy, big brain. big brain na ba tayo?
Oo nga, no? Tapos sasabihin.
O kasi ano, like...
Or di kaya, kunchaba talaga yung lahat ng workers sa...
Kasi nga, hindi naman nila sinasinabi. Hindi alam
wala
mo.
Wala rin may nakakita.
Hindi
na
alam.
Nasa labas.
Like, I think, sa pagkakaalam ko, hindi alam ng mga ano. Ay, like, sa na-mention mo kanina. Hindi alam ng mga... ng mga ibang passengers na gano'n.
Parang yung mga staff ngayon. Lang yung gumagawa.
Like, oh, what the fuck? Baka gano'n
niya. Parang ano, conspiracy talaga siya. Oy,
baka yun yung conspiracy doon?
Yung ano, naisip ko rin yan kasi wala, ayaw nila.
Actually, ngayon ka lang naisip. Hindi ko naisip.
Ayaw magpakita ni D.B. Cooper sa from people outside during nung ano, nung nag-land na yung, eto na, babalik tayo doon.
Ah, balik
mamaya,
ka na.
balik mamaya, ano muna tayo. And then, Cooper, since he had asked for an extra parachute, they assumed he planned to take a passenger or crew member with him as an airborne hostage. They thought about using dummy parachutes for the exchange with Cooper, but didn't risk the life of a civilian. At 5:24 p.m., the ground team had the cash and the parachute, so they radioed Captain Scott and told him they were ready for his arrival.
Ano to? Napaka-famous nung ano na to, na captain na to.
Bakit?
Kasi si Scott.
Oh. Scott. Okay.
Okay ba?
Warming up. Warm up pa.
It's warm, I can feel it.
Cooper ordered that they taxi to a remote, well-lit area after they landed.
So may party dun?
Well-lit.
Yo, it's lit over here.
He had the cabin lights dimmed and ordered that no vehicle should approach the plane. He also ordered that the person who was bringing the cash and parachutes come unaccompanied. A Northwest airline employee drove a company vehicle near the plane. Cooper ordered flight attendant Tina McClough to lower the stairs. The employee
mahaba carried... siguro yung ano, mahaba siguro mga kukulito na Tina.
Bakit?
McClough.
Nahuli kita dun. The employee carried two parachutes at a time to the stairs and handed them over to McClough. Then the employee brought the cash over in a large bank bag. Once the demands were met, Cooper released the 36 passengers and flight attendant. Florence Schaffner, He did not release the other flight attendant, Tina McClough, or the three men in the cockpit. I think parang dito na nangyari yun. Nagkapaligitan. Yung 36, nandun na si D.B. Cooper.
Nga. Tapos inano lang nila.
Like, yung cash nasa loob. Parang pinasok lang, tas nilabas. Tapos nasa, nakay, ano na.
Ngayon ako, may theory Florence ako dito. Na.
Florence McClough.
Kaano niya?
Florence Schaffner.
Tag dito, kung tsaba niya yung lahat ng...
ng staff doon. Staff. No? Kasi pwede naman silang gumawa ng ano eh.
36 yung... So, ibig sabihin 37, di ba? Plus sa kanya. Yung sakay.
Di mo nasabi-isabi yung mga passengers. Kahit hindi mo na...
Hindi. Hindi sila kasama. 36 yung ano, 36 yung... At 37 lahat. Pero, sila lang din yung bumili ng isang ticket. So, ibig sabihin, hindi 36 yung sakay nun. Hindi 37 yung sakay nun, 36 lang.
Tapos,
sinabi ng mga ano, ng mga tag dito, na hindi re-release lang, pero nandun pa talaga siya. I mean, wala na siya dun. Tapos lumipad sila.
Wala na si D.B. Cooper.
Wala na si D.B. Cooper dun.
Airplane.
Sa airplane.
Tapos takas na.
Makas na. Tapos, hindi nila alam.
Tapos,
kasi for sure, papalabasin naman sila nun eh. Wala naman siguro magchecheck ng mga, bags nila or what. Kasi nga, nandun naman yung ano, like, syempre.
Hindi, kasi merong ano yung x-ray.
Or baka, wala na yun, dude.
Baka
wala
yung staff
na yun.
Lang kasi. Staff lang yung yata yung ano ko eh. Mga staff lang yung kakunsyaba. Kasi yung 200,000,
saan nila ilalagay yung pera?
Hati-hatiin nila eh.
Alex, saan nila ilalagay yung pera?
Sa loob na, ang laki ng airplane.
No, syempre, ano yun, pahaluglugin nun after.
Baka may mga.
Yun yung naisip ko. Yeah.
Yung ano ko lang, kasi yung 200,000, kung hatatiin mo yun sa 36, mali, konti na lang.
Hindi nga kasama yung ano, hindi kasama yung mga...
Yung mga staff lang yung gumawa.
Yung mga staff plus sa kanya.
Oo nga.
Siya yung mastermind. Sinaisip nila. Hati-hati. 37 yung bibili nating ticket. Ay, bibili ako ng dalawang ticket, so ibig sabihin 37 lahat plus sa akin. Pero hindi, walang sasakay yung 37. Yung isa. So, ibig sabihin 36 lang. So nung pinalabas yung 36, kasama na siya doon with the money.
Baka.
Oo, di ba? Big brain.
Big brain. Tapos tinago lang niya sa CR. Tapos, tapos kukunin ng ano ni Florence Schaffner. Tapos,
hindi, yung nagdala ng pera, kasabwat din yun.
Yun? Parang ano eh.
Or baka tumalon lang talaga siya.
Baka tumalon talaga siya.
Dato na lang.
Ito
na, okay.
200,000 pa, malaking-laki yan eh. Kasi parang lima lang sila, lima lang yung staff dun. Kung ahati-hatiin nyo.
Ano? Hatiin nyo.
Okay. Ay, dito na pala tayo sa kabila. An FAA, wala na.
Okay, okay.
Andito na tayo sa lips. So, kasi pinababaan niya na yung 36.
Okay.
Or is it? Then FAA official contacted the captain and asked Cooper for permission to come aboard the jet. The official apparently wanted to warn him of the dangers and consequence of air piracy. Cooper denied this request. Cooper had Mucklow read over the instruction card for operation of the aircraft stairs. When he questioned her about them, she didn't think that they could be lowered during flight. He said she was wrong.
Then,
tinanong niya yung about sa I think ano to, interview kay Tina Mucklow, ano yung pinag-usapan nila. And then, Cooper had chosen this flight not only for location but because of the type of the jet that was used. He knew a lot of the Boeing 727-100. Cooper ordered the pilot to remain below an altitude of 10,000 feet and to keep the airspeed below 150 knots. An experienced skydiver would easily be able to dive at 150 knots.
Sabi ng pilot pag nandun, lumilipad na sila, tapos sabi niya, ito ba, tama na ba to? These nuts?
These no.
Gire.
Eat. The jet was lightweight and would have no problem flying at such a slow speed.
10,000 lang.
Through the dense air of at 10,000 feet.
Medyo mababa.
Mababa. Fly slow and low. Fly low, slow and low.
Parang si ano? Parang lang si ano to? Parang si Babalu.
Bakit?
Mababa.
Babalu. Eh. Cooper told the crew that he wanted to go to Mexico City. The pilot explained that the altitude and airspeed he wanted to travel, the jet wouldn't be able to travel more than 1,000 miles even with 52 gallons of fuel. With this in mind, they agreed to make a mid-stop to refuel in Reno, Nevada. Before leaving Seattle, Cooper ordered the jet be refueled. He knew that the Boeing 727-100 could take in 4,000 gallons of fuel a minute. After 15 minutes, when they weren't done refueling, Cooper demanded an explanation. The fuel crew completed the job shortly afterwards. Captain Scott and Cooper negotiated a low-altitude route called Vector 23. This route allowed the jet to fly safely west of the mountains even at the low altitude that Cooper demanded.
So obviously nag-research tong ano natin.
Meron siyang ano,
knowledgeable talaga siya dun sa plane.
Knowledgeable sa talaga sila.
Sila.
Hello.
Oy. Yung bigay ano natin, i-pupush natin ano.
Parang theory natin.
Ah.
I think parang magiging ganito yung ano natin, setup natin. Merong theories yung investigation. Tapos gagawa tayo ng sa atin. Kasi yung nakikita, napapanood.
Well, malaki yung possibility ng ano. Malaki yung possibility ng theory natin.
Ng conspiracy.
Maybe yung ano lang na, hindi natin na
maybe,
ano.
Maybe, ano, D.B. Cooper wasn't true.
Maybe it's a
doesn't
group.
Exist, but it's a group. Cooper also directed the captain to
D.B. Cooper Incorporated. D.B. Cooper and Sons.
Cooper also directed the captain to depressurize the cabin. He knew that a person can breathe normally at 10,000 feet and that if the cabin had equalized pressure inside and out, there wouldn't be a violent gust of wind when the aircraft stairs lowered. Aft, call it. Aircraft.
Parang front ata yung aft eh.
Air front.
Hindi, front yun. Parang kasi sa mga barko, aft ata yung tawag yun sa ano.
Kasi ko lang.
Isang part ng ano, part ng
sa aircraft?
Sa hood.
Upstairs. Hindi ko alam.
Upstairs?
Kasi ito yung nakalagay oh. And then, after all of the flight details were figured out, the plane took off at 7:46 p.m. After taking off,
isa pa to sa mga nakikita kong ano, na medyo sketchy. Kasi nga, late na to eh, like for 7, ano to, nagdi-December na, di ba? November to, di ba?
Opo.
November, opo, tanginang yan.
Ano eh, yun rin
late na to, di ba?
Late na to. So snowing na.
Tsaka ano, like, kahit hindi mag-snow, gabi na. For sure, mahirap ng tumalon.
Si like, Captain America nga, tumalon eh.
Like, hindi ba? Like, mahirap na. Unless siguro if well ano siya, well trained
or hindi talaga siya nag-exist.
O hindi siya tumalon.
O walang main tumalon. Nandun na nasa 36 na passengers na yung ano.
Big brain.
After takeoff, Cooper, nandito na tayo. After takeoff, Cooper ordered the flight attendant and the rest of the crew to stay in the cockpit. There was no peephole in the cockpit door or remote cameras installed at that time. So the crew had no idea what Cooper was doing. Yun. Medyo sketchy. Okay. At 8 p.m., a red light gave warning that a door was open. Scott asked Cooper over the intercom if there was anything that they could do for him. He replied with an angry no. That was the last word anyone heard from Dan Cooper. At 8:24 p.m., the jet genuflected as the nose dipped first, followed by a correcting dip in the tail end. Scott made sure to note the spot where the dip took place, 25 miles north of Portland near the Lewis River. The crew
Lewis, mom. Lewis. Family guy. Lewis.
Hindi ko alam yan. Hindi ko na. The crew assumed that the aft stairs have been lowered and that Cooper had jumped. However, they didn't make any confirmation of their assumption.
Or didn't he?
Because they didn't want to disobey his orders to stay in the cockpit. At 10:15 p.m., the jet landed in Reno, Nevada. Scott spoke over the intercom and after receiving no response, he opened the cockpit door. The cabin was empty. Cooper, along with the money and all of his belongings, was gone. The only item left was the second parachute.
Did they ever mention that the plane was closed?
Hindi. Wala. Parang wala.
Parang hindi na mention.
Parang hindi.
Pakas lang.
Parang bakit may inopen daw yung door ng ano. Tapos I think yung mga ano may
or sinarado nila.
Kasi nila. Sabi nga 'di ba, you know, dinipressurize yung aircraft. So pag bukas ng door, hindi yung parang nakikita natin sa mga movies na parang papasok yung ano yung pero
paano sinarado?
Tapos bakit lahat ng staff pinapasok dun sa cockpit? 'Di ba yung cockpit parang ano yan eh, parang bagong
your cockpit on her pussy.
Ano? Hoy. Ay, cockpit. Ano parang tawag nito? Parang iba yan sa ano. So kung buksan yung sa likod, walang may mangyayaring ano sa loob ng cockpit.
Saka may ano lang, naisip ko.
Di ba pwedeng tinapon lang
paano,
nila yung cockpit?
Paano bubuk? Like paano na ma-open? Kasi for sure, di ba yung mga ano naman, syempre ano na ng hangin eh, bublow pa rin ng hangin. So medyo, I think medyo mahirap kasi like, medyo mabilis naman yung lipad ng aeroplano, di ba?
Kaya nga, pinahina niya lang yung ano, yung...
But still, 10,000 feet, it's still 10,000 feet with fucking ano, ilang kilometers per hour ba yung lipad ng aeroplano?
Oo nga, yun nga.
Kahit nga yung
ano. Yung mga skydiving nga, ganun naman talaga yung ano. Parang yung...
Pero sinasarado nila.
Hindi nga sila nag... Parang yung pilot talaga yun.
Sinasarado nila yun.
Eh, sino yung nag...
Sino nagsarado ng pinto?
Oo nga. Sino yung gusto... Sino yung matapang yung ano, yung...
Yung sarado nila dito. Yung ano, yung lalabas yung aircon.
Kasi diba sinabi, nabukas sarado yung light.
Sarado niyo yung pinto, lalabas yung aircon.
Sino yung ano? Sino yung matapang na lalabas ng cockpit tapos
baka sinabi lang nila.
Baka hindi rin baka sinabi nung, na
baka inano lang ilagay na sinarado nila para sabihin na uwi. Kasi nag-line. Parang may record ata
may
yun.
May record
eh.
Yan sa black box.
Sa
eh.
Black box na hindi naman talaga black.
Binuksan. Then
sinabi.
Tinapon yung isang parachute. Tapos sinaraduhan.
Aba,
tapos yun? Pumalik sa loob yung...
Kaya sinabi, iniwan lang yung isa, di ba?
Oo.
Oh, fuck! Are we going to solve this case?
Oh my God. Sa FBI, sa mga nanonood sa FBI, ito
tunin
na
niyo
to.
Po kami.
Ba, ito na yung yata yung ano yung
well, ano naman siguro, for sure naisip to ng mga taga FBI. Medyo baka may
baka in-investigate din yung mga
pa malaki yung possibility nun na it could also be ano inside job or
kasi walang may wala sa passengers, wala namang may nakakita sa kay DB Cooper, yung mga ini-interview lang yung ano eh, yung mga crew, yung especially
1971, wala bang ano, wala pa bang CCTV?
Wala silang CCTV this
like, hindi, sa airport, ganun. Wala pang CCTV.
Wala pa yata.
What the fuck, I don't
wala
think so,
pa.
Man. Meron na ata,
wala
nun.
Pa. Wala pa yata. Eh, hindi naman natin may mahuhuli ka agad to kung may CCTV nun eh.
Or baka kasama din yung FBI, fuck.
Yung ano, yung kagaya sa ano, Now You See Me, yung lead yeah. investigator, siya yung pala yung mastermind, tangina.
Hindi natin alam, like, wala naman tayong, ano, wala tayong, we're just, ano, guessing kung ano talaga yung nangyari.
Lakas natin mo, ano, mag-isip na.
Ito, tingnan mo, high speed, build, ano, na iba pala.
Okay.
Dito na, iba pala.
No one heard from Cooper again. All subsequent investigation failed to prove whether or not he survived the fateful jump. During the hijacking, the police attempted
or
to follow
the hijacking or the Norjack. Norjack ata yung tawag.
Ano? Norjack o Northwest hijacking incident.
Kasi sa ano? Sa area kung saan.
Hindi yung ano nila, yung airline companies Northwest.
Northwest hijacking.
Norjack.
Kasi nga,
Torjack.
Yung
sa atin, Torjack lang.
Jackhammer.
Jackhammer. Raymar, shout out.
Shout out kay Raymar, the Jackhammer boy.
Well, they
pa lang.
Yung police nag-attempt talaga na habulin yung plane.
Na nag-jackhammer pa lang.
And they knew na
someone nag-jackhammer pa lang.
Hoy! Well, they originally... Ano yan ba si Sarim? Yung salo?
F-06.
And they... Well, they originally used F-106 fighter jet. These planes built to go at high speeds up to 1,500 miles per hour proved to be useless at lower speeds. The police then co-opted the Air National Guard Lockheed T-33 but before they were able to catch up to the hijacked plane, but Cooper had already jumped.
Or didn't he?
Didn't he?
Or didn't he?
The inclement weather the night prevented the police from searching the grounds until the next day. That Thanksgiving and for several weeks afterward.
Yo, police, baka ano, naisip nila to kasi nga parang binigyan lang sila ng pera. Hindi sila mahuhuli.
Yung ano yun.
Thanks for giving us money.
Ano ba yan? Okay. And then, just in case the hijacker used his real name.
Hydrate.
But no one had no luck. One of the early resorts, however, would prove to have a lasting impact on the case. A police record for an Oregon man named D.B. Cooper was discovered and considered a possible suspect. Although he was quickly cleared by the police, an eager and careless member of the press accidentally confused the man's name for the alias given by the hijacker. This simple mistake was then repeated by another reporter, quoting that information and so on until the entire media was using the catchy moniker. And so the original Dan Cooper became known as DB for the rest of the investigation.
At least DB Cooper naman medyo cool naman fucking.
Kahit si Dan Cooper.
Dan is a fucking
Dan.
Oh, napaka ano lang noon, napaka basic na guy.
Dan, sino mo yun?
So many Dan's out there.
Charges for air piracy were filed in 1976 and still stand today. But on February 10, 1980...
Dito na tayo sa ano?
Investigation.
Ano 9 years after na.
An 80-year-old boy found bundles of $20 bills with serial numbers matching the ones from the Cooper stash at in the Columbia River. Some people believe this evidence helps support the theory that Cooper didn't survive the fall. The discovery of these bundles led to new searches around the area. However, an eruption of Mount St. Helens in May 18, 1980 likely destroyed any remaining clues about the
Cooper. What if kung kinuha lang niya yung iba, nilagay na yung konte doon.
Tapos na
para ma-mislead lang yung tao.
Baka lang.
Na namatay siya but still
iniwan niya yung ibang yung hati ng ibang crew sa kanya.
If totoo man na isang tao lang to, done by single person only. Baka ganun yung ginawa niya.
Just to me, parang hindi siya pumunta ng Colombia. Kung pumunta lang siya ng Columbia River para mag-plant lang ng evidence. Or di kaya itong bata na to yung Conchaba.
Or siya yung apo.
Siya. Lahat na lang na natin.
Apo siya ni sino?
Anak siya ni Dougie Cooper.
Apo siya ni Shatner. William.
Shatner yun.
Ah, Shatner. Ay, sorry naman.
Okay. Over the years, many so
point blank lang yun. Point blank.
Saan?
Kasi he was shot near car.
Hindi. Alam ko. Hindi ko nag-gets kaagad. Over the years, many have confessed to being Dan Cooper. The FBI has quietly examined some of these cases but has yet to turn up anything useful.
As if naman parang ano ba yung makukuha nila? Yo, ako si D.B. Cooper, guys.
Ano, for popularity lang. Parang ganun.
Okay.
And then, they checked the fingerprints of those who confess against the unknown prints collected from the hijacked plane. So far, none of them had been a match. Asa ka na?
I think pagkamali ako sa ano. So, pag...
Okay, go. Eh, pero yun na.
No, meron ako dito isang page eh. A third letter mail by Oregon Police.
Nagkamali ka dyan. Sa susunod pa yan na page. Okay. Ito, second letter. Last third letter.
Sige, go.
Okay. In August 2011, Marla Cooper made claims that Dan Cooper was her uncle, L.D. Cooper. Sino ba yung ano? Parang meron akong... rapper liyata ng L. Cool J pala yun. Hindi pala yun. L.D. Cooper. And then, Marla claimed that she overheard a conversation saying their money problems were over and that they had hijacked a plane. Somewhat contradictory, however, she also explained that no money was ever recovered since her uncle lost it while he was jumping.
Nakakatawa naman nun. Like, yo, ito, no! Ito na yung makakaano sa akin.
Magpakapera
na kami. Pinag-aralan niya, puta. Kailangan, winay niya yung mga $20 bills. Ito lang yung kailangan. Doing the math and scrambling over thousands of hours para makompute. Ito yung kailangan ko, 200,000 lang.
Para mabigat sa akin.
Oo. Tapos hindi ako mahirapan. Tapos nandubok, tumalun siya po. Nabuksan!
Sabi na, ano na lang tayo.
I think tatanggalin ko nga tayo parachute ko.
And then, although many people have identified Dan Cooper as one of their... Yung iba nagko-confess, yung iba pinsan na nila.
Siguro ano tawag dito? Baka hindi ko alam kung anong trip nila.
And then,
baka astig to.
Hindi ko. And then, Marla, although many people have identified Dan Cooper as one of their long-lost relatives, Marla Cooper claim seems to come closest to the truth. One of the flight attendants on that flight even identified L.D. Cooper as looking similar to the hijacker. This theory, however, is not one of the authorities deemed likely. And then, in the decades that followed the Brazen Act, the Bureau eliminated all but 2 of 1,000 suspects in the case.
So, marami talaga.
Sobrang, ano, so, very vast.
Kasi nga, maliit nga yung mga pwede mga clues na pwede nilang gamitin ano sa pag-identify. So medyo lalaki talaga yung tawag dito yung
demographic
ng mga suspects nila.
And then the most substantive leads included 5,800 of the ransom money found by a boy in 1980, yun nga sabi. And then
astang inandami din na.
Oh, 5,000.
5,000 din yun.
And taunting letter. Along with the money, there were taunting letters received by several newspapers. Several US newspapers. The letters in particular have offered tantalizing clues to the identity of the man behind the alias who got away with what would have been 1.2 million today. Yun na.
Nasagot na.
Nasagot natin. Hindi ko alam. Yung ano, pero nasagot ng script natin.
So, in current ano, inflation rate.
Inflation, 1.2
million. 1.2 million na po yung ano, 200,000. So, medyo malalit. Like, ilang, ano din. Almost 5 times.
Oo. Nag-increase. And then, at least 500,000 per 500%. At least 6 letters type handwritten and made using random style cut-out letters were sent to several newspapers soon after the hijacking, all claiming to be from Cooper. The FBI considered most to be hoaxes, but intriguingly, they held back the last 2 letters from the public until the 2000, which may indicate they took most far more seriously. A first letter signed D.B. Cooper was sent from Oakdale, California to the Reno Evening Gazette and was received in November 29, 1971.
Only a year later.
A year later. And then using letters cut and paste from a Sacramento Bee newspaper, it read, "Attention, thanks for the hospitality," was in a rut. A second letter, handwritten and signed D.B. Cooper, was postmarked November 30, 1971, and was sent to the Vancouver province in British Columbia with the following message: "The composite drawing on page 3, as suspected by the FBI, did not represent the truth. I enjoyed the Grey Cup game. I'm leaving Vancouver." So meaning, after ng hijacking, meron mga na-receive yung mga newspaper letters. Mahirap din. Parang Jack the Ripper.
Mahirap din kasi nga kahit nga dun sa Jack the Ripper na ano. Meron nga, tawag dito, imagine, meron pa dun like nag-send pa ng kidney ng isang tao.
Prank lang pala.
Medyo mahirap nang yan, mahirap i-justify yung mga ganong ano. I mean, i-prove kung galing ba talaga yun. Or hindi natin alam, baka nga.
Baka lang, hindi natin alam. And a third letter mailed in the Northern Oregon in December 1, 1971 was received by the Portland Oregonian. Using letters cut from a Playboy magazine, it read, "I'm alive and doing well in hometown. P.O. The system beats the system." Teka lang. System beats a system.
Ooh.
So meaning system is a
nasa group. System, so ibig sabihin kasama
inside
sila doon.
Baka lang. Then letter number 4, received by the Reno Evening Gazette, was mailed December 1, but from the Sacramento, California area. Pasted from letters, it read, "Plan ahead for retirement income," and was signed D.B. Cooper. A fifth letter signed D.B. Cooper, brimming with taunts, was postmarked December 11, 1971, and sent to the New York Times, Seattle Times, Los Angeles Times, and the Washington Post. The FBI released its contents after a private investigative team led by a documentary filmmaker, Thomas Colbert, filed a Freedom of Information Act request. Yung nakalagay doon, Sirs, I knew, quoting, "Sirs, I knew from the start that I won't be caught," the letter read. "I didn't rob Northwest Orient because I thought it would be romantic, heroic, or any of other euphemisms that seems to attach the situations of high risk. I'm no modern-day Robin Hood. Unfortunately, I do have only 14 months to live."
Oh, so ano nang tawag dito? Uma Heisenberg?
Parang merong ano na.
Breaking Bad?
Breaking Bad na siya. Hindi ko pa na-reference yun, pero soon.
Breaking Bad na.
"My life has been one of hate, turmoil, hunger, and more hate. This seemed to be the fastest and most profitable way to gain a few fast grains of peace of mind. I don't blame people for hating me for what I have done, nor do I blame anybody for wanting me to be caught and punished. Though this can be never happen, here are some not all of these things working against the authorities. I'm not a boasting man. I left no fingerprints. I wore a toupee. I wore potty makeup." They could add or subtract from the composite 100 times and not come up with an accurate description, and we won't know it. I've come and gone on several airline flights already, and I'm not holed up in some obscure backwoods town. Neither am I a psychopathic killer. As a matter of fact, I've never even received a speeding ticket. Thank you for your attention. End quote. Ito, medyo ang daming ano, daming details na binigay niya.
Medyo mahaba yung message niya.
Oo,
yung
nga.
Sulat niya eh.
Ito na yata yung ano, ito yung parang, hindi ito, pinakita ng FBI kasi parang na ano nila na parang meron siyang
Malaki yung ano.
Baka bucket list lang niya to. 14 months to live. Parang
mamatay. Sino yun? Si Morgan Freeman tsaka si ano, Jack Nicholson.
Oo, parang ano na lang sila mag
mga bucket list lang.
Ano na lang sila ng ganito. Ano naman?
At least medyo edgy yung ano, last isa sa mga ano niya.
Hindi siya ano, hindi ano wala, daw siya.
Ano lang, law-abiding citizen ako, guys.
Ito tapos
isa ko lang maka-experience
ng ganito.
Medyo dito
parang
pumuputok
adrenaline rush,
adrenaline rush sa katawan mo.
Colbert's team found codes in the 5th and 6th letter, including the numbers 717-171-684, which they deciphered as "I'm Lieutenant Robert W. Rockstraw." Rockstraw, may bagong pangalan. Kanina si L.D. Cooper, ngayon ito si Rockstraw. A Vietnam War vet and former U.S. paratrooper who died in 2019. He denied and refused to discount himself as being the infamous skyjacker. Skyjacker.
Dapat hijacker lang daw.
Oh, bakit skyjacker?
Kasi mataas yung aeroplano. So hijacker.
According to the Oregonian, the FBI investigated and cleared Rockstraw in the late 1970s. Okay.
Bakit siya nasama doon?
Kasi mayroong code, tapos na-deciphered yun. And then a 6th letter mailed March 28, 1972, a year after, from Jacksonville, Florida, to the Portland, Oregonian, signed E. Richmond, read, "This let you know I am not dead, but really alive, and just got back from the Bahamas."
Oh, nagbakasyon pa eh.
Bakasyon siya. "So you silly troopers up there can stop looking for me. That is just how dumb this government is. I like your articles about me, but you can stop them now. D.B. Cooper is not real. I had to do something with the experience Uncle taught me. So here I am, a very rich man. Uncle gave too much of it to world idiots and no work for me. I had to do it to relieve myself of frustration. I went out of the system and saw a way through good old Unc. Now you know I am going around the world and they will never find me because I am smarter than the system's lackey cops and lame duck leaders. Now it is Uncle's turn to weep and pay one of its own cash for a change. And please tell the Lucky Cups DB Cooper is not my real name. Again, end quote. Again, ayun yan.
Ay, sorry.
So, ito nag very taunting talaga yung ano, yung ginagawa niya. As like pareho rin na kay Jack
only,
Reaper.
It only made the ano the investigation a lot more difficult kasi nga maraming nagaano, maraming nagpo-post.
Nagse-send ng mga ano.
Kasi
from different ano.
Oo, baka nag-aano lang talaga sila.
Like, hindi nila may trace kaagad.
Oo. Or ano, baka trip lang nila ganun kasi hindi naman natin maiwasan yun. Yung mga ano,
magse-send lang.
Medyo kaya isa sa mga reasons kung bakit medyo hindi nga siya na
nahuli
kasi nga they were only looking for a single person
baka sa marami eh, talaga sila
talaga hinahanap nila
pero I think yun rin yung hindi nakakatulong sa pag-investigate kasi nagiging publicized yung isang case tapos meron na yung mga trolls
yun nga may ano yan eh may I think may masamang effect yun but still meron din naman magandang effect kasi if some medyo maraming naghahanap ito hindi
mas maraming then, may maraming, nakakatulong
kasi nga like,
pero marami rin yung hindi nagtutulong
Ganun naman talaga yan eh.
Pero it's nasa either, training rin yata ng ano yan eh.
It's either mahanap nyo dahil may tumulong sa inyo or maybe on your own lang talaga. Pero,
meron rin mga trolls na
di naman ito maiwasan eh.
Pero yung ano yung
pero like posing for no for somebody na made made ano yung, a crime like parang ang hirap naman ata. Try mo kayo maging
poser.
Poser ng isang ano.
Criminal. Para for edge para, lang.
Wala. Maano lang. Di naman nila mga...
Mahuhuli eh. Tapos kung hulihin nila ako, hindi naman nila ako mapapatunayan. And then, yun yan. Again, Colbert's team says this letter is coded to say, I'm Lieutenant Robert W. Rockstro. DB Cooper is not my real name. I want out of the system and saw a way by hijacking one jet plane. Meron na lang nakitang ano sa sixth letter. But the identity of Cooper and the author or authors of the letter officially remains a mystery. FBI spokesman Ayn Sandalo Dietrich told the Reno Gazette Journal in 2014 that the letters were sent to the FBI laboratory in the Washington DC for analysis, but nothing was found. It was never proven if the actual hijacker wrote the letters.
Yun nga, na-mention natin kanina. Mahirap din yun ma-prove eh. So, baka binabasa lang nila, hindi naman ito may...
Tapos ano yan eh, time stalling. Stall talaga yung, masasayang yung oras ng ano. Kasi, i-check nila lahat.
Ipapak-check nila yun. Then for sure, iba-background nila. Kasi for sure, makikita din naman makikita ng FBI or sino may nag-investigate nun. Yung sino yung nag-send nun. I think naano naman sila, may capable naman ata nilang ma-backtrack yung ano, yung tag dito. Kung sino nagpadala, ganito. But still,
sayang ang oras.
Mahirap.
Tapos ano, resources rin. Mm. And then,
Siyempre, yung nagbabasa nun, resources yung tawag sa kanila din.
Human resources.
Tsaka yung yung ini-snack nilang pandesal.
Oo, yung kape.
Sir, gutom na kami dito. Wala ba tayong pakape dyan?
Yung overtime ng mga detectives.
OT to ha.
So ito na yung mga ano, list ng mga possible suspects
na identify.
Then ito una si Robert Backstrom. Then back in the 1970s, a pilot and former paratrooper Robert Rockstro had a whole lot going on. Grand theft, $75,000 worth of bad checks, and possible murder of his stepfather were just a few of the infractions for which authorities nabbed him. After being acquitted of the murder charge, Rockstro saw fit to fake his own death in 1978 while logging a false Mayday call from a rented plane in Northern California. He spent 2 years in prison for check fraud and theft of an aircraft. In the 2016 book, The Last Master Outlaw, authors Thomas J. Colbert and yun nga si Thomas Colbert and Thomas Sluzy presented evidence gathered during a 5-year investigation into Rackstraw's past. They concluded he was the legendary hijacker, a claim Rackstraw lawyers called the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Rackstraw died from a heart condition on July 9, 2019. So, yun na. Isa, parang ano eh, may background kaya, tapos nakita rin sana eh, sa code ng letters. Hindi ko lang, parang, ito siya yung pinakamalapit kasi siya yung nandun sa isang letter. Bakit naman yung ilalagay yung pangalan niya dun? Or baka siya yung nagpadala?
Baka finiframe lang siya.
Hindi natin alam. And then, another one is Richard McCoy Jr. Richard McCoy...
For the ano, si Backstroke.
Backstroke.
Ano itong backstroke? Yung ano, siguro yung kung medyo compelling lang na ano dun sa history niya is paratrooper siya. Meron siyang ano? Meron siyang his ano tawag dito
training na, skydiving.
Sa skydiving. So I think meron ano, meron din namang kahit papaano tawag dito possibility na siya. Hindi alam like
baka yeah. Lang. Tapos nandoon siya sa mga letters, eh. Baka naman siya ilalagay.
Baka sinulat niya sarili niya.
Ay, para ano lang, poster lang yata 'to. Pero kasi meron siyang background ng ano eh, ng mga
meron na siya.
Robbery background. And then another ano is Richard McCoy Jr. On April 7 in 1972, a man traveling under a fake name boarded a Newark Los Angeles flight. Newark to Los Angeles. Shortly after takeoff, he handed a note to one of the flight attendants. The note demanded $500,000 and 4 parachutes. If they were not furnished, the man, a seasoned skydiver and helicopter pilot, would bomb the plane. The 727 landed and refueled. The hijacker exchanged passengers for cash and parachutes en route to the next destination. He jumped from rear stairs to freedom. Sounds familiar? So, ano, few months after the D.B. Cooper heist, eto si McCoy, gumawa siya ng parang ano,
na-inspire,
parang na-inspire siya sa
or
ginawa.
Did he?
Parang may gusto niyata niya ulit.
Sabi niya, atay, naubos ang pera.
Parang kulang yata yung 200.
So, tangin na ba 200,000 lang yung kinuha kong last time?
Tapos nahulog pa yung iba, yung 5K nahulog sa ano eh, sa Columbia
Paper. Nahulog yung 5K, tang na yan.
Ulit, kuha ko na ba?
Ulit nga ulit ako, gawin ko ng 500.
This hijacking occurred less than 5 months after the D.B. Cooper incident, leading many to suspect that the same culprit may have been responsible. The perpetrator of the April crime, Richard McCoy Jr. was convicted of air piracy and received a 45-year prison sentence. On August 10, 1974, however, he and some fellow inmates hijacked a garbage truck and escaped their Pennsylvania penitentiary. When the FBI finally tracked McCoy down in Virginia 3 months later, a shootout left him dead. So, wala lang. Baka na-inspire lang siya dun sa... Or hindi
or siya talaga na, yun. Hindi natin alam.
Kasi mas malakas yung ano natin, yung mga staff talaga yung kumawa natin.
Medyo, paano pa rin ako? Doon pa rin naglilin yung ano.
Yung parang ano lang, parang inside job lang. Lali. And then, third ano, is Sheridan Peterson. A more under the radar suspect through the years has been Sheridan Peterson, who fell under suspicion under a week of the skyjacking, but wasn't interviewed by the FBI until decades later. Peterson, a former Boeing employee, worked in the department that wrote the flight manual for the Boeing 727 that was hijacked, a familiarity that might explain how the perpetrator knew that the aircraft had back stairs he could open and jump from. An accomplished skydiver, Peterson worked for a time as a smoke jumper in Montana. He also worked at the Issaquah Skydive Center in the late 1960s, at the same place that would later provide parachutes used by Cooper in his escape.
Ito pag tinatawag dito, pag tinatawag mo sa awa mo.
Ano?
Issaquah?
Issaquah! Oh yes, ako kaya. Yeah. And then, unlike descriptions of Cooper, however, Peterson has blue eyes, not brown. And while Cooper had chain smoke on the flight, Peterson is not known to have been a smoker. At the time of the hijacking, Peter told the authorities he was living with his wife and family in Nepal, although he offered no definitive proof that he hadn't traveled back at the time of the hijacking.
I think isa sa mga ano na napanood ko sa ano sa isang episode na isa sa mga prime suspect nila. Kasi ang tawag dito ay sa pagkakaalam ko, mayroon atang naiwang tie doon sa loob ng ano before siya tumalon.
Iniwan niya yung black tie
niya, tapos sinuot niya yung infamous goggles. Parang diver's something, hindi ko alam. Tapos yung few years after nung ano, nung incident na doon, parang tawag dito, pinag-aralan yung ano,
yung
tie na yun, na may nakita silang mga ano, may nakita silang mga
DNA.
Hindi, mga elements doon sa tie na nakikita lang sa ano, sa
hindi, yung isa to.
Sa isa ba yun?
Oo, sa isa yan.
Saan ba?
Ito si Kenneth.
Ito yung susunod?
Oo.
What? Wala naman siya tatrabaho doon?
Hindi, mechanic siya.
Saan ba yun? Binasa
oo,
ba?
Ito. Dito siya. Dito yun. Dito yun. Sa kanya to. Nakita yung mga elements na inaano lang sa...
Ito wala dito. Ba't
hindi ko nilagay dyan. Hindi ko nilagay. Kasi,
okay. Kala ko siya kasi wala.
Ano, nasa... May...
Okay, boy, spoiler alert. Meron isa dito, si Kenneth.
Si Kenneth, ano siya, Kenneth Christensen had more direct link to the Cooper. He had worked for the Northwest, the hijacked airline, as a mechanic, flight attendant, and purser. Kenneth's brother, Lyle, claims that when Kenneth was on his deathbed in 1994, he said, "There's something as you should know, but I cannot tell you." So yun, ito yung sinasabi
yun
mo.
Yung tie
na merong strontium.
May mga elements doon.
Elements na hindi.
Nakikita lang sa isang, hindi
certain
siya,
fields.
Hindi siya available sa saan.
Tapos more on sa, ano, sa
then, na found
aircraft,
out nila.
Aircraft field.
Nakita nga nila na.
Engineering.
Nakita nila na ano, dun.
Bakit
dun
meron siyang ganito? Si Kenneth yun. And then, sabi nga, there's something you should know but I cannot tell you. Hindi ko
masasabi. Meron na akong mensahe. Hindi ko sasabihin.
And Kenneth had been a military paratrooper. This year after the DB Cooper incident, hijacking, despite being a modest flight attendant salary, he bought a house in cash.
So, ooh.
Para ano.
So, I'm leaning on to, ano, to this man's son.
Kasi
doon pa rin ako sa ano, sa...
Sa marami sila.
Sa marami sila. Baka siya yung mastermind.
We are DB Cooper. Uy!
The boys.
And then, yun nga. In July 2016, the FBI officially announced that they would no longer be allocating active resources to continuing the... wala na sa lang.
Just wala na lose pera.
Parang na ano eh, yung 200,000, yung 100...
Yung resources sa ano, tangin
sa
lang
budget.
Yan.
Ano siya, ginagawa kasi, ano, pa rin ba yung investigation na yan? Nauubos na yung budget natin.
Ilang taon na? 40 years, tama ba?
45 years. Almost 45.
Kasi nga nang ano din ata, sa pagkakalam ko, marami nga silang ano, marami silang tayo dito, marami silang mga suspects na... kasi nga budget. Syempre ano nila,
i-check talaga
check
nila,
talaga nila. To the point na through time dahil dun sa ano sa dito sa pag-investigate nila na nasabi pa nga sa isang isang video na napanood namin na umabot na nga sa 40 feet yung piles of tawag dito
towards the investigation yung ano na nalakap nila
papers and shits and evidences na para lang
mahuli yung
resources
kasi
nila.
Pride yan eh, hindi nila nahuli yung
well medyo pride ano din naman eh aside from pride siguro it's also kasi
bring justice parang kasi nakaano sila eh naka
if he was not brought into ano to prison prison din naman medyo ano din naman yun flawed yung ano yun
yung system the system beats the system
yun na nga
and then yun nga this does not mean that they had this does not mean that they had solved the case of Cooper's identity though the leading theory by investigator is that Cooper did not, in fact, survive his jump, although his extensive knowledge of the plane system initially led police to believe he was a professional skydiver. They have since concluded that a jump in such a weather conditions over a rootless patch of Washington wilderness in the middle of the winter while wearing a business casual attire was a risk of no expert would be a stupid enough to take. The fact that the bag of matching ransom money was found left in the stream further suspects the theory that it did not survive.
So that only makes the ano the since wala na ngayon no hindi na nga to pinupursue yung ano na maklose to that only makes the in the case unsolved.
Yo. Still remains a mystery.
So yun it could be naman na ano dahil nga sa rough ano weather that time
tapos hindi pa siya ano hindi pa siya
but hindi naman siguro excuse yung suot niya.
I think that
but naman kasi baka ano sa PUBG nga eh.
Sa PUBG ano eh mga shorts
lang short lang eh
well, pictures yung
ano,
gamit
sa, in real life wala naman sigurong magkukumit ng ano naka jumping ano nakaagad
parang alam nila tatalo eh parang tatalo
ito ba't yun yung suit mo wala lang ganito
mamaya
na to ganito ganyan wala
hindi natin alam kasi sabi pa nga nila alam yung mga FBI akala nila ano to professional siya kaso yung binigay na ano sa kanila na parachute kasi is yung isang bag nakatahi zoom naka-close. Shot tapos yung isa walang maneuvering
isa nga din sana malaking palaisipan na siguro naisip na lang ano baka he did not actually survive the ano kasi nga walang hindi na maneuver yung ano plus the fact na medyo
yung weather pa
weather and also yung ano sa terrain medyo maraming mga puno-puno daw doon eh that time so malaki din yung chance na ano to assume na baka namatay talaga siya during dun sa ano or it could be also ano no done by
professional skydiver
or ano like hindi like it could be done also by multiple persons na ano made this ano this heist ano unsolved kasi nga na they were able to pull this off na hindi rin naging suspect yung iba eh like hindi nila naisip na it could be a conspiracy na ganyan na ano inside job ganyan they were all leaning to the ano to the fact that it was only done by a single person only pero hindi nila in-entertain na
sobrang kinagat nila yung ano yung bit na isa lang talaga yung gumawa nito. Hindi yata nila pinursue yung conspiracy na baka lang. Well, hindi natin alam.
Well, hindi natin alam. Maybe pinag-aralan nila but it only led to ano, nothing lang. Like
baka dead end
lang talaga ganyan. If he was able to survive, kudos to him. Like yo, props to you, man.
Na ano mo na?
You pulled it off.
Yung tapos hindi ka
pa. Or he didn't pull it off kasi yung sinuot niya yung suit na. He was not able to pull that motherfucking
yung
wala. Motherfucking ano, parachute off.
Wala, wala,
shot
wala.
Dead to the ground. That
patay. Tapos natabunan na siya ng mga snow.
Natabunan lang siya ng snow. Like,
pero yung parachute hindi na kasi hindi kasi nakita eh. Walang may nakitang.
So yun na nga, medyo malaki nga yung medyo mysterious ngayon. Mysterious nga yung how this ano this case was done. So napakahirap siguro nilang hindi nga nila na. Nahirapan talaga yung FBI to identify kung sino. Ang ano ko lang, bakit wala ano, wala silang dito, wala silang CCTV that time. Wala pa mag CCTV noong 1971. CCTV. We were not able to search for ano for kung kailan naging ano, naging,
or baka yung ano,
naging available yung CCTV.
Mga merong mga cameras pero yung ano lang,
yung record
malalaki ano. Talaga. Yung sa mga ano
pero
lang.
I think pero ano, I think
yung mga ano sa dito sa mga planes wala pa.
Siguro, but sa ano sa
airport?
Sa airport.
Hindi nila na
check. Hindi, wala sila. For sure, tiningnan nila 'yon. Maybe wala pa talaga ano. I think they're not that dumb enough to check if my CCTV.
Oh,
after 30
naman.
Years sabihin nila 40, ilan, 35 years sabihin nila, ay may CCTV pala hindi natin na-check.
Tapos nasira na 'yon. Nasasabihin na malalaman naman nila. Sasabihin naman nila no.
Baka wala
nakita
pa.
Namin 'yung ito 'yung picture niya. Ito 'yung pinapakita lang sa atin is 'yung sketch lang. So
that,
I think wala talaga, wala
infamous sketch
ano, eh, from Portland to ano kasi maliit, baka maliit lang na ano 'yun. Maliit lang na airport 'to.
Parang ano, parang
commercial ano lang. So that's our episode on.
Napaka-interesting naman, ano? Interesting ng
mga theories na lumalabas.
Ito nga ang tawag dito. Parang may ano pa rin ata ako dito. Ano nga tawag doon yung Statue of Limitation na yung sa piracy.
Yung ano, think, yung air piracy.
Parang later lang ata na ano yung parang ganun na may statute of limitation na parang 5 years lang ata.
Yung air piracy then.
Parang
was charged by ano by
the statute of limitation is parang pag lumagpas sa certain years for ano na hindi ka pa talaga ano mawawala na yung ano. Mawawala na yung charges against you. Tama ba?
Kaya binigay nila
tama
yun.
Ba?
Oo.
Tama ba?
Yun nga. Tapos binigyan sila chinarge siya ng ano
iba na ata parang
Hobbs Act na yun
Hobbs
yung
Act.
Hindi pwedeng mag-extort, hindi ka pwedeng mag-extort ng money.
That made that ano that
na forever yung
forever yung case na yun.
Case. Kaya hanggang ngayon. Pero wala ngayon, wala nang may nagpo-pursue ng ano.
So yun, meron kayong natutunan.
Nakabinbin siya sa
the statute of limitation.
Halos lahat ng mga cases meron ganyan. So that's our episode.
That was the episode for second episode sa tira natin.
Hope you enjoy our episode and
yes.
Also watch our previous episodes.
Yeah. Check that out.
Especially the last one, Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Ripper.
So, marami kayong matututunan.
Yeah. Always be reminded mga kaibigan, our show will our episodes will always be available every Friday, I think 12 noon. Philippine Standard Time. Philippine Standard
uploaded
Time, every na. Uploaded yan. And those with following up with with the audio tag dito,
Spotify.
Audio version after a couple of minutes lang. Yeah. Ano pa ba?
Follow us on Facebook. Medyo
how was the episode, guys?
Comment nyo sa Dumbbell.
Ano ba na dito? Na-enjoy nyo ba yung episode na yun? Yun na nga. Always check our new videos every Friday.
Every Friday.
This is our Freaky Friday, Freaky Friday
episodes.
Previously was the Thursday episodes, Thursday thrillers. This is the Freaky Friday episodes brought to you by The Dark Room Podcast.
I'm Rick.
I'm Marky. In the dark room.